Here she is.
She took the receiver.
Hello? Harry?
Across the room, Anders was listening on an extension.
I don't feel good,
Harry Benson said.
I want it to stop, Dr. Ross.
What's the matter, Harry?
She could hear the fatigue in his voice, the slow and slightly childlike quality. What would one of those rats say after 24 hours of stimulation?
Things aren't working very well. I'm tired.
We can help you,
she said.
It's the feelings, Benson said. They're making me tired now. That's all, just tired. I want them to stop.
You'll have to let us help you, Harry.
I don't believe you will.
You have to trust us, Harry.
There was a long pause. Anders looked across the room at Ross. She shrugged.
Harry,
she said.
I wish you never did this to me,
Benson said. Anders checked his watch.
Did what?
The operation.
We can fix it for you, Harry.
I wanted to fix it myself, he said.
His voice was very childlike, almost petulant.
I wanted to pull out the wires.
Ross frowned.
Did you try?
No. I tried to pull off the bandages, but it hurt too much. I don't like it when it hurts.
He was really being quite childlike. She wondered if the regression was a specific phenomenon or the result of fear and fatigue.
I'm glad you didn't pull,
but I have to do something,
Benson said.
I have to stop this feeling. I'm going to fix the computer.
Harry, you can't do that. We have to do that for you.
No, I'm going to fix it.
Harry,
she said, in a low, soothing, maternal voice.
Harry, please trust us.
There was no reply. Breathing on the other end of the line. She looked around the room at the tense, expectant faces.
Harry, please trust us, just this once. Then everything will be all right.
The police are looking for me.
There are no police here,
she said.
They've all gone. You can come here. Everything will be all right.
You lied to me before,
he said. His voice was petulant again.
No, Harry, it was all a mistake. If you come here now, everything will be all right.
There was a very long silence, and then a sigh.
I'm sorry, Benson said. I know how it's going to end. I have to fix the computer myself.
Harry!
There was a click, and then the buzz of a disconnection. Ross hung up. Anders immediately dialed the phone company and asked whether they had been able to trace the call. So that was why he had been looking at his watch, she thought.
Hell,
Anders said, and slammed the phone down.
They couldn't get a trace. They couldn't even find the incoming call. Idiots.
He sat down across the room from Ross.
He was just like a child,
she said, shaking her head.
What did he mean about fixing the computer? I suppose